Hello, darling. I had a very, very good weekend, thank you. Yourself? It's a nice welcome home. Oh, and a glass of wine as well. You want to know all the details, do you? Are you absolutely sure about that? Whilst I am very thankful that you were okay about me going off and getting gangbanged, it doesn't mean you should suffer the details if you don't want to. I do have pictures, and I have video, and I have aches and pains and bruises. Oh, you know, guys holding on to me a little too tight. I have bruises around my hips and yes, a little overeager. It was wonderful. When I arrived at the hotel suite, I wasn't entirely sure what to expect, and I was so grateful that I allowed you to make all the arrangements. The men were handsome, well dressed, hung. In truth, they were different shapes and sizes of cock, but they were all adequate, to say the least. It started with, there seemed to be one, not in charge, but one a bit more confident than the others. He started kissing me. Then he backed me up against one of the other guys, and he started kissing the back of my neck and running his hands down and sliding my skirt up over my arse, rubbing his cock against my arse through his trousers and my underwear. I got appreciative whistles and comments about my arse and my red underwear, my stockings, my suspenders. And then my skirt was removed completely. My top was shed. The guy who was kissing me was replaced by somebody else. He's naked. His cock pressing against me. As he pressed himself full length, kissed me, palmed my tits, squeezed them, pulled my nipples roughly. Oh, they're still tender, and they still throb. Yes. There was another one running his fingertips down my side. And then they decided to move me. They put me up onto a table. Had me sit down, lie with my head off the end. And then there were cocks. My hands being put around cocks. My mouth being teased by one. And then all I could see was his balls as he choked me with his cock. Oh, it felt so good. There were hands on my tits. There were hands sliding down and fingers slipping into my pussy and pulling my legs wide and hands holding my knees apart and there were men everywhere, hands everywhere. And then there was a cock running up and down my slit. Oh, it was a nice cock, big thick head. And then just as the guy in my mouth pushed a little hard against my throat, the other one banged my pussy. And then they steadied into a rhythm. I jerked off two cocks to my hand, one with my mouth, and another. Another one was in my pussy. There were fingertips pulling my pussy apart. Hands underneath the backs of my knees. And then it just. They started to tag me. A cock would move from my mouth to my hand, then from my hand to my pussy, then my pussy to my hand to my mouth, and round they all started taking turns. Four cocks occupied at once, but the others would stand and I'd see them rubbing their cocks as they calmed down a little before they come back in, tagging one out, and I was the sole center of all of them. I was a dirty little wanton slut laid across the table. They'd put a couple of pillows on for me. How sweet. To face fuck me and pussy fuck me hard, but still give me a cushion. It was very sweet. And then the cum started. One got a little excited and lost it all over my tits. Another rubbed it in. There was a discussion amongst them I couldn't quite hear. I had a cock. I had a cock in my mouth. My head was off the table, but he took it out. And someone came right down to me and kissed me. "How would you like five cocks, my dear?" I just eagerly moaned. I couldn't do anything else. And so I was moved. Well, the gentleman with the lovely, lovely cock got on the table. And then they started playing with my asshole, getting it ready for his cock. Got his cock all wet with my pussy, and then slid in. They lowered me down on his cock. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And then he leaned me back across his chest, my head off against his shoulder. A cock was aimed at my mouth. I was moaning loudly and deeply, and it hurt. He had his hands on my hips, pushing me up and off his cock and down again as he fucked my ass. And then there was a cock in my mouth, one placed into each hand, and then before I could think about what was happening, another one straight into my cunt. All my holes filled, and my hands. Five men. Five men I got off. And when the cum started coming, fuck, fuck, fuck. One came down my throat without warning, and I coughed and spluttered. When he moved, another thick, hard cock got shoved in my mouth. One came all over my hand and my tits. Oh, one started coming in my pussy. The guy under me whispered that he was gonna come in my dirty little fucking asshole. And I became filled, inside and out. Guy underneath me slid me off. I'd come all over. I'd come everywhere. My pussy was gushing. Everywhere. There were fingers replacing the cock. The man from underneath me slid out. Hands massaged my arms, my tits, my legs. Warm strokes, warm hands. Two fingers slid into my pussy and curved to the front wall and just fucked me until I screamed the place down, his fingers making me squirt everywhere. was. I now understand, I should say, the definition of cum drunk, because I was sticky, covered. Inside and out, I could feel the cum slipping out of my asshole and my pussy. Someone whispered to me, "We can't have that now, can we? Let's see if we can get some more dicks in you and get some more cum deep in your dirty little fucking holes." Another man was underneath me. I straddled him and slid my pussy down onto his cock. Big cock. Another one slid into my asshole and, oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. So full, so full, so full. So fucking full. I became what only could be described as a cum ragdoll. I didn't have to move. I fucked my hands. I fucked my mouth. The one underneath fucked up into my cunt, and the one behind me fucked deep into my asshole. There was an agreement between them all. I don't know what it was until I sat on the floor. Suddenly they were pushing me off, making me kneel on the floor, making me open my mouth and drop my head back. And then they started coming. They came all over my hair, my mouth, my face, my tits. One pushed me back onto the floor and came all over my mound. And they just kept coming. There were reams of cum every fucking where. I was covered in it from head to fucking toe. And I fucking adored it. It felt so good. So, so good. Darling, my voice has got quite thick with arousal. I think I had enough orgasms, but I orgasmed all over the fucking place. They tripped me from one to another. They passed me around them, one after the other. I adored it. Thank you, my darling, for letting me, for organising it. Oh, they did the aftercare perfectly well. They cleaned me up. I got carried into a nice warm bath. It was huge. Two of them got in with me. I think I came again in there. They wiped me down, they washed my hair, they dried me off. They cuddled me into the bed. And two of them got in with me while the rest left. It's a very sweet gangbang, I have to say. But damn. Damn, as it wasn't the best thing I've ever fucking experienced. And so, my darling, your chance. It's your chance now to decide what fantasy you'd like to fulfill, and I will get it arranged for you. You can have anything you want, my darling. That's why you and I work so well. Now, I'm off to sleep. Good night, my love.